Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
Arriving at the small B&B in Suffolk, our UK correspondent Jim was looking forward to a relaxing weekend and a good night's sleep. If only. Being a light sleeper, he woke up around midnight hearing footsteps in the yard outside their room. This was followed by knocking on the conservatory door, the guest entrance below their bedroom. It got louder and more insistent, as it was clear that whoever it was really wanted to get in. They walked away, presumably to try another door, and then returned a few minutes later. Next, they began ringing the home telephone, and although this went to the answering machine, they tried it twice more, hoping to wake the owners, but without success. Next, stones started hitting Jim's window, as it was clear that the owners of the B&B weren't going to get up. He got dressed and went down to find a young couple still frantically knocking. They had the right key and told the owners they'd be returning late, but the owner's husband had forgotten and had bolted the conservatory door. The following morning, the lady owner asked if he'd slept well. She was mortified when Jim told her what happened, and she couldn't understand how they'd slept through it all. This reminded Jim of one of Jesus' teachings about someone going to a friend's house at midnight. They wanted to borrow some bread to feed a guest who had arrived unexpectedly. They knocked on this person's door again and again. Initially, the person in the house refused to open the door because it was late and his family were all settled for the night. But eventually, he relented when they kept knocking and knocking. It's been said that God has three responses to our prayers: yes, no, or not yet. And he teaches us to keep asking God for what you need. Ask and ask and ask. Knock and knock and knock. Never give up. I'm Aaron Wright.